Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha Shoftim, that is Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yodalad. And the Pasuk tells us, Loi Sasek Vol Re'acha Shagav L'Rushanim, you shall not move back the boundary of your friend that the earlier ones had set as a boundary, B'nachos Chasher Tinchal, in the inheritance you shall inherit, Ba'arsa Asher Hashem L'Kecha Nesin L'Chal Rishta, in the land that Hashem God gives you to possess it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalad, Loi Sasek Vol, L'Shain Nesoygu Acher, this is a lashon of moving backwards. And what does this person do? Shemachser Simin Chal He takes his field marker, his boundary marker, and he moves it backwards into his friend's field, so that he could expand his own property. He literally takes his property marker and moves it into his friend's field. But like Varnamar asked Rashi, doesn't it already say that you're not supposed to steal? Why do we have to have another pasuk that says don't move back the boundary? Isn't that just another form of stealing? Rashi tells us, this teaches us that if a person uproots his friend's boundary and his friend's border and he moves it backwards, he was over two lavin. He has two lavin that he has to work with now. You might think that this applies to chutzlars. That's why it says tinchal in your portion that you inherit by Eretz Yisrael. Lavin. If he does in Eretz Yisrael, he's over two lavin. He stole and he's over the iser of loisasig. But if he does in chutzlars, he's only over loisigzol, but not loisasig. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Dasvav. We're going to be getting into the topic of false witnesses, but specifically false witnesses that are called edim zayimin. And these, as opposed to a standard case where witnesses are proven to have testified falsely, Edim Zayman are unique. Other Edim say, you can't possibly testify about this particular matter, because that very time you claim you're in place A, you weren't there, Imanu Ho Yisem, you were with us. And in this case, the Edim Zayman get punished with the very same thing that they wanted the other person to get punished with, and this is very unique. It's called Edim Zayman, and they're not just regular false witnesses. So the Pasuk tells us, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'Chol Avon U'Chol Chatos, one man should not get up against another for any transgression or any sin, B'chol Chet Asher Yechta, for any sin that he sinned, al pishnayim edim al pishlesh edim yakum davar, only based off of two witnesses or three witnesses, then a matter could be established. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dasvav, tells us eid echad zeban av. This is building a whole principle. Kol eid shebatayra shnayim. Anytime it says the word aid in the Torah, that actually is talking about two people. Elim kain perit l'chabay echad, unless the pasuk specifically says one aid. So over here it says you are not allowed to have one aid get up against the person. L'chol avin u'chol chatos leis chaver nenesh laidusa, that his friend is going to get punished just because based off of his witness. Not a physical punishment or a monetary punishment. However, one man could make another person make a shvua, say an oath. Amar lechaver, if he tells his friend, give me that money that I lent you, Amar lo, and the other person says, I don't have anything of yours, and one aid comes and says, yes, he does, he actually does owe him money, then he is chayv to make a shvua, he is chayv to swear. However, one aid is not able to cause a physical or monetary punishment to someone. It's not that they're able to write their edus down and send that in a letter to Bezdin, and not that you're able to have a translator in between the edim and the dayanim. The edim have to speak out their edus to the dayanim, and the dayanim have to actually understand the language that they're saying, and they have to be able to hear it directly from the edim. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Dazayin, Ki Yakum Eid Chamas Be'ish. Let's say we have an Eid Chamas, a false witness against a man, Lanis Baisara is going to testify falsely against him. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dazayin, Lanis Baisara, Davar She'ena. This is talking about something that's not. It's completely fabricated. Shehusar eid hazemi kol eidus hazois. This aid was removed from the entire eidus. Ketzad, how's that possible? She'amru lahem. They said to them, V'layman hu yisem b'ayis ha'yem ma'kompleini. You were with us on that day in the specific place. So how could you possibly give eidus, let's say that Reuven killed Shimon, you were with us on that day that you claimed that Reuven killed Shimon and you weren't anywhere near the crime scene. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yedzayin, V'amdu shnei anash mashar lahem ha'ril l'fnei Hashem. And these two men that they have this riv, they have this fight, this argument, they should stand in front of Hashem, l'fnei ha'kohanim ha'shaftim, in front of the kehanim and the judges, asher yubayam mahem, that are in those days, v'darsha shaftim hetev, and the shaftim, the judges, they shall inquire very well, v'hinei eid sheker eid, sheker ana ba'achiv, and it will be that if they gave false testimony against the brother, v'asisem lo, you shall do to them, kasher zamam lasis la'achiv, like they wanted to their brother, v'yartar ramei kerbecha, you shall remove, you shall completely destroy, eradicate all this evil from your midst, v'anish aram yishmu v'iro, and those who are left over, they shall hear and they shall fear, v'leisifu lasis oid kadavar ha'ra ha'zeb kerbecha, and they shall not continue to do this bad in your midst. And your eyes shall not have mercy. Nefesh b'nefesh, soul for soul, ayin b'ayin, eye for eye, shein b'shein, yad b'yad, ragel b'ragel. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Va'amdushnei Anashim. Ba'edim Akasim and Dabur. We're talking about the Edim. V'limit she'ein Edus Benashim. This teaches us, first of all, the women are not able to give testimony. V'limit she'tzichim la'yadei dusim u'man. This also teaches us that when Edim do say over their testimony, they have to be standing. Asher lehem ariv elu balayadin. This is talking about the litigants. Lifnei Hashem in front of Hashem. Yadayim lehem kiilu am lifnei amakim. It shall be to them as if they're standing in front of Hashem. Shneur it says in the pasuk be'kerav elakim yishbait. Asher yu bayam ahim yiftach b'derek yishmol b'derei tzarchat halenik b'kavod. You have to treat the shayftim with kavod, as we said previously. Even though you might say these judges aren't as great as the judges we've had in the previous generations, since they're the judges asher yu b'yam mahem that you have in your days, so you have to treat them with respect. Rashi pasuk yud ches v'darsha sheftim hetev. These sheftim, the judges, they should inquire very well. Al pi amazim isam, based off the ones that are being mazim them, that are causing them to be edim zaymin shabaitim v'chaykim asabayim lazim b'drish v'chakira. We have to really inquire of these edim. They're trying to make the other pair edim zaymin. We have to make sure that they're also not lying. Vine ed sheker, and it turns out that they gave false testimony. And once again, Rashi points out, call makam shenemar aid. Anytime it says the word aid singular, b'shnam hakasam adaber, we're actually talking about two aidim. Pasuk yotesan Rashi, kasher zamam, just like they wanted to do. V'like kasher asa, not which they actually accomplished. Mekan amr, from here they said, hargu ein nairagin, if the person was killed, so they're not going to be killed. So let's say two aidim came, and they said that Reuven killed Shimon, and then we thought it was a proper aidos, and we actually killed Reuven because of that, and then later on, it turns out the two other aidim came and said, imanu hayisem, so how could you possibly say that Reuven killed Shimon? We are not going to kill those false Edim, those Edim Zayman, because Reuven was killed already. The only way we're going to kill the Edim Zayman is if they came to Bazin and they said that Reuven killed Shimon, and Reuven was not killed yet because of the Edus, and then two Edim came and said, Imanu Hayisem, you're with us. How is it possible that you're able to say that Reuven killed Shimon? So since Reuven was not killed yet, they wanted to kill Reuven, so then they're going to get killed instead of Reuven. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Yishmu Viro. Everyone else is going to hear and they're going to be afraid. Mikasha Tzichim Achraz, over here we learn that we actually have to make an announcement. Ish Plenu Plenu, these two people, they're being killed al shehozmu bezin because they became edim zayman in bezin. And ayin ba'ayin says Rashi, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. Mama, and this is talking about a monetary payment, not that we're actually going to gouge out his eye or knock out his tooth. We're going to make him pay a monetary payment for that. And now back to Chomesh Perek Chav Pasuk Alf, we're going to talk about the Bnei Yisrael going out to war. When you go out to war against your enemies, and you see a horse and chariot, a nation much more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. Hashem lakach imach, because Hashem your God is with you. Hamal chamer tosaim, they took you out of land of Mitzrayim. Mahaya, and it will be kekarvachem al mechama. We come close to the war. V'nigash hakayin, and the kain will approach v'dibra alam and speak to the nation. This is talking about the kain mashuach mechama. He was a special kain that went out to war to speak to the Bnei Yisrael before they went out. Amar leim, and he shall say to them, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael. Atem krevim ayom al mechama levechem. You are coming to approach war today against your enemies. Al yerech levavchem. Do not let your hearts become soft. Al tiru. Do not be afraid. Val tach bazu, and do not panic. Val tartzum b'neim, and do not break down from before them. And why should you not be afraid? Because Hashem your God goes with you, to fight for you, with your enemies, to save you. So let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, and take a look at the second Rashi, Alivecha, against your enemies. They should be in your eyes like your enemies. You shouldn't have any mercy on them, because they're not going to have any mercy on you. Sus v'rechav, a horse and chariot. Why doesn't it say horses and chariots? And my eyes are just like one horse, says Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, it says Midian ki'ish echad. It says in the Pasuk, kivasos pare. You shouldn't be afraid, even if they have numerous chariots. It's just like one chariot. It's not a big deal for Hashem. Am rav v'mcha, they're much more numerous than you. Be'enechu rav, in your eyes, they're much more numerous. Avol be'enai ein rav, in my eyes, they're not numerous. That's why it says am rav v'mcha. It's more numerous than you, but not more numerous for Hashem. Hashem doesn't really care how many people there are. Pasuk bezin Rashi, k'karvechem al mechama, when you approach the war. Samach letzeischem min asfar migul arzchem, before you leave the border of your land. V'niyash hakayin hamashuach lakach, he's a special kind which is anointed for this. V'hu negr mashuach mechama, he's called the kain mashuach mechama. V'dibar al am bil shayin hakaydash, and he should speak to everyone in lashon hakaydash. Pasuk gimel in Rashi, Shema Yisrael, he tells everyone to listen. Afilu ein b'chem z'chus el kriyash ma bovad. Even if the only z'chus that they have is just the fact that they said kriyash ma, kidayatem sheshiaschem, you're still fitting that Hashem is going to save you. Alevechem, against your enemies. En elo achechem, these are not your brothers that you're going to war with. Shem tibul biyadem, if you fall in their hands, enem rachma alechem, they are not going to have mercy on you. En zukem achem Yehudem Yisrael, this is not like Yehuda fighting with Yisrael. Shemar says in the pasuk, Vayikumu anashim asher nikvu b'shemas, vechziku b'shivya, v'chol marumeim helbishu min hashol, and all of their naked ones, all their unclothed, they clothed from all the booty that they gathered, v'helbishum v'an ilum, and they gave them clothing, and they gave them shoes, v'achilum, and they gave them food, v'yashkum, and they gave them to drink, v'yasuchum, and they anointed them with oil, v'yanalum v'chamerim v'chol kaishel, and anyone who's unable to walk, they put them on donkeys. This is how they treated their captives, v'yivium yirichai ir tamarim, eitz lachem, and they brought them to yirichai, the city of dates, next to their brothers, v'yashuvu shimon, and they sent it back to shimon. Elai v'chem atem alchem, you're going to wage war against your enemies. Lefikach, therefore, hizchazku l'melchama, you should strengthen yourselves for war. Al yirch levavchem, al tiru, v'al tachbazu, v'al tahartzu. So here we have four l'shaynis, arba tzaris, four warnings. Keneged arba dvarim shemachi umeso elam oisim. This is to battle the four things that the non-Jewish kings they used to do during war. Megivim et yishayim kedei lakishin zel ozeh, kedei lashmi akoyel. They would smash their shields together to make a loud noise. Sheichafzu elu shekenegdim v'yanusu, so the people who are fighting against them should be afraid of this loud noise and run away. V'roimsim besuseim, and they would stir up their horses, matzilin oisim, and make them neigh loudly, lashmi akoyel, shatas parses useim, to make the sound of the stamping of their horses' hoofs be heard. V'tsefchim akoyelim, and they themselves, the soldiers, would shout with their voices. V'taikim b'shofars, and they would blow shofars, uminim hashmi akoyel, and many different things that made noises. So these four different things, they would make all this noise to frighten their enemies off. So that's how we have these four lashinas of telling Klai Yisrael not to be afraid. Al yirch levavchem, do not let your hearts become softened, mitzal susim, because of the neighing of the horses. Al tiru, do not be afraid, me'agafas atrisim, from the smashing of the shields. Val tachavzu, do not panic, mikal hakronos, from the sound of the horns. Va'al tartzu, and do not break down, mikal tzvacha, from all the yelling and screaming of the soldiers. Pasuk dalad in Rashi, ki Hashem lekecham, Hashem, your God is fighting for you. Heim bayim nuschanu shel basar v'dam, they're coming with a triumph, they think they're going to win, and they're just basar v'dam. Vatem bayim nuschanu shel makam, but you're coming with the triumph of Hashem. Hashem is on your side. Plishnim bo nuschanu shel galias, the Plishnim came, they thought they were going to win because they had Galias, he was a great giant. Maha Yosefe, what was his end? Nafal v'nafal imai, he fell and they fell with him. Halichimachim zeh machne Aron, this is talking about the camp of the Aron that was actually going with Klai Yisrael to battle. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, v'dibra shaitrim el olam lemar, and then the shaitrim, the policemen, they would speak to the nation saying, mi hasha sharbona bayis chash v'lecha nachai, who's a man who built a new house and he didn't establish it? Yelch v'yashul beisai, he should go back home. Pen yamas b'machama, let's say he's going to die in the war, v'ish achir achnichenu, and someone else is going to establish his house for him. And umiyo isha sharnota kerem lechiloi, who's a person that planted a vineyard and he wasn't able to use its fruits? Yelch v'yashul beisai, he should go back to his house. Pen yamas b'machama, perhaps he's going to die in war, v'ish achir achalenu, and someone else is going to use its fruits. Umiyo isha sher eres isha v'loy lekacha, who is a man who engaged a woman and he didn't marry her yet? Yelch v'yashul beisai, he should go back to his house. Pen yamas b'machama, perhaps he's going to die in war, v'ish achir achalenu, and then someone else is going to marry her. V'yasva shaitlam dabre l'am, and then the shaitim continued. They added on to talk to the nation. V'amru, and they said, Miyo isha yar v'rach alevav, who's a man who's afraid and he has a soft heart? Yelch v'yashul beisai, he should go back to his house. V'loyi masas levav echav kilavavai, so that he should not soften his brother's heart, just like his heart has become softened. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Hey, v'loy chanochai loy darbai, he didn't live in this new house. Chinuch lashon aschaloi, chinuch is lashon of starting something out. So he didn't live in his house yet. V'shachar yachnichenu, someone else is going to live in it. V'darvazeh shal agmas nefesh huzeh, and this is something which causes pain of heart. He's not going to be able to live in his own house. Pasuk Vavin Rashi, v'loy chaloi loy padai bashan arviz, he didn't redeem its fruits in the fourth year. Shaperes tu'in l'achlam Yerushalayim, because in the fourth year all the food has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Oylechalam medamim, or the kedusha of this fruit could be transferred onto money. V'lechal adam Yerushalayim, and that money could be brought up to Yerushalayim, and you could use that to purchase food in Yerushalayim, and he did not do that to his vineyard yet. Pasuk Zayin Rashi, pen yamos b'mochama, perhaps this person is going to die in the war. Yashuv pen yamos, he should go back lest he die in war. She'im lo yishma l'divrei kain, if he doesn't listen to the words of the kain, kedaihu shiyamos, so he is fitting to die. Pasuk Chesin Rashi, v'yasvu ashaitrim, the pasuk had said, and the shaitrim continue to talk. Lomen emrakan v'yasvu, why does it say v'yasvu when they add on? Masifim zal divrei kain, they're adding on to the words of the kain. That's because there's three stages over here. Shakain medaru mashmiya min shma Yisrael adlo shiyaschem, the kain himself, he speaks, and everyone hears directly from the kain, from the psukim of Shema Yisrael, all the way up until the pasuk of Aloi She'aschem. Umiyo ish v'hasheni u'shlishi kain medaber, and from the pasuk of Sheni and the next pasuk afterwards, the kain speaks with Shaita Mashmiya, and the policeman, he's the one that has everyone hear. He speaks it out very loudly. V'zeh Shaita medaber v'Shaita Mashmiya, and this pasuk, it's a Shaiter speaking, and another Shaiter is speaking out his words so that everyone could hear. Hayari v'racha levav, someone who's afraid and he has a soft heart. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says, Kimash Shmai, it's exactly as it sounds. She'ini yachalan b'kishya mochama, he's afraid to be in war. Valeris cherv shlufa, he can't even see a outstretched sword, so he's going to go back home because he's afraid of war. Rabbi Yisai Gliliyamer, he says, Har yarem haveris shabiyade, this is actually talking about a person who's afraid of the haveris that he has. Lekach tolso leitara lachsha albayas v'kerem isha, that's why the Torah has these three different reasons why a person's allowed to go back, either because he built a house and he didn't live in it, or he has a vineyard that he didn't enjoy from yet, or he engaged a woman and he didn't marry her yet. Lechasis al charzim b'shvil haveris shabiyade, this is to cover for the people that are going back because of their haveris. Shleivinu shem bal haveris, so that other people shouldn't realize that they're bal haveira. V'areu chayzer, if someone sees him going back, Aymer, he's going to tell himself, ah, Hashem abana bayis, it could be that he built a house, or nata kerem, or he planted a vineyard, or eres isha, or he got engaged and he didn't get married yet, but he didn't realize that really the reason why the person's going back is because he's yari v'rach alevav, he's afraid of that haveris that he has, and he doesn't think that he has enough schosim to be able to live through the war. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, v'haya kechalas ha-shaitim l'dabre l'am, and it'll be when the officers, the shaitim, have finished speaking to the people, v'faktu sarit tzvayis, b'rasha am, and they should appoint leaders of legion. legions at the head of the people. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes starts vice leaders of legions. What are these? Shemamidim Zakifin. They appoint these people called Zakifin, Milifnaim, in front of the troops, Umachrim, and behind them, Vechashim Shabrazal Bideim, and they have these iron axes in their hands. And Vechomisha Ritz Alachzer, anyone who wants to retreat, he wants to run away, Harshus Biyadeh, this person who's at the back has the authority, Lekapechas Sheikov, to chop off his legs. Zakifin Bideim Oimdim, these Zakifin, they're people who are standing, Bekzeh Maracha, at the edge of the Maracha, which is the battle formation, Lizkef as a Neiflim, to raise up those who are falling, Lechaskim Bidvarim, and to encourage them with words, Shuvah al Mechama, go back to battle, Veloysa Nusun, do not flee, Shetchilas Nefila Nisa, because the beginning of a downfall is flight. The moment someone starts running away, that's when that demoralizes everyone, and everyone starts running away. So there are actually people appointed to ensure that no one runs away from battle. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about with Klai Yisrael going out to war against cities. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.